There is a conversation that's been going on around the country as orchestras announce their seasons. And it's a really interesting one to me because it does take into account where music comes from. Who is the source of the music that ends up on orchestra programs? And there's a certain degree to which that also has to respond to, you know, the economic model of orchestras and what audiences sort of want to hear. I'm interested from your perspective, before we get into any details about the 18-19 season, how those factors enter into your mind and kind of what your criteria might be, if that's not too specific a word, in how you're looking at pieces and who to include, what pieces to include in any given season.
Well, not to offer a vague response to that very good question, but it's a process, and every season is a process. And I think ultimately, someone who has the role that I take, whatever they're called, must have the responsibility to first and foremost think about the audience. Equally as important, think about the orchestra and practical matters like their workload, having a week-to-week good balance of repertoire. But every artist who appears on the stage has to go out feeling as if they really, really excited about what they're going to do. So they're going out with a program about which they feel incredibly committed, that they've got something to say. It will be a personal statement for them, that they've had enough time to properly prepare the repertoire, that it's coming at a good part of the season. So lots of different factors. And I think that's one of the guarantees of at least having as definitive, if that's possible, or authentic or powerful a performance as one can hope for. So look, there in very broad terms, one thinks about the constituents. And then there are, in each season, a number of factors which inform the broad planning of a season. It may well be that there are season-to-season threads which form the basis of the programming. In our case, we know that we're doing a multi-season survey and recordings of the symphonies by Shostakovich. Andras is also committed to doing the symphonies of Bruckner. He's doing a survey of the music of Richard Strauss. So they are three continuous threads that run throughout the seasons. It may be that we do a particular thematic focus in any one year that may be prompted by an anniversary or maybe just a way of grouping together a set of programs into a coherent whole. As you remember, a couple of years ago for the 400th anniversary of the death of Shakespeare, we did 3 weeks of programming around music associated with Shakespeare. We augmented that with some chamber music, some panel discussions, and so on. These sorts of things can sometimes be a little restrictive, and it's important that a theme, if one is going to pursue that, is something that really generates great programs. It's no point having a program or a collection of pieces or any individual piece if it doesn't somehow make sense in a particular context and add up to a very good and coherent and satisfying evening in the concert hall.
And one thing that I've wondered in light of all of that and in the conversation about programming is the BSO is in perhaps a completely unique situation. I'm not sure I know of another American orchestra that has this particular luxury that I'm about to reference, which is that there's the Tanglewood Music Center. And you have so much, I don't know if you do literally all the programming for TMC. I imagine there's lots of people that are involved with that. But you do have the Tanglewood Music Center programs during the summer to hear certain pieces and certain composers that maybe there's not room for in another orchestra, another major orchestra. And I've always kind of wondered, what's the relationship of the programming in the summer for TMC? And is there another relationship from that to what we might hear at some point in the future on a subscription series here in the Symphony Hall?
Well, specifically to answer your question, my good colleague Ellen Heistein, who's the director of the Tanglewood Music Centre, has ultimate responsibility for the process of putting together the programs for the TMC, and she and I work very closely, but she has a wonderful team and strong faculty, and so there are lots of ideas that come to play. What I think you're touching on, though, is a very interesting point, which is about the unique makeup of BSO Inc., which is that we not only have the winter subscription season here, we have the pop season over the holiday period in December and in the spring. We have this incredible entity called Tanglewood, which is multidimensional. We have the BSO, of course. We have selected performances by the Pops. We have a vast recital series, and we have an enormous amount of activity by the student body through the Tanglewood Music Centre. The other part of BSO Inc., of course, is also Symphony Hall itself, which is the home for many outside organisations. And so if you look at the totality of this, it's an incredible array of types of music, of opportunities for performance of music, small scale to the larger scale. And so when one parses what other institutions may do, some of our fellow orchestras around the country, one has to sort of, in a way, to do a really apples-to-apples comparison, look at this totality of what the BSO Inc. is able to do. And one of the great things about Tanglewood is that we sort of see we see the full spectrum of music, and we see it on all levels of both performance and creativity. So the full spectrum of performance ranges from our high school students who are part of the BUTI program, through the wonderful fellows of the Tanglewood Music Centre, to the Boston Symphony, to the range of very distinguished recitalists who come to play in the Ozawa Hall series. In terms of the repertoire, we have music created there and then by very young composers of all nationalities and persuasions, and male, female, minimalist, maximalist, you name the shape and colour, and we've got it in a way. So we have this very vivid and wonderful ferment that goes on, a hothouse of the Tanglewood Music Centre, of experimentation, of trying out new ideas, of giving a platform to first experiments, first steps. And then we have, at the other end of the scale, we have a venue where some of the established pieces of the repertoire are also performed. So it's an amazing, within itself, it's an amazing place. But when you look at that in connection with the range of everything else that we do here, whether it be in the Pops, which covers all genres of popular musical idioms, through to the range of music performed by the BSO, which is everything from Rameau through to brand new works. It's a pretty extraordinary range of music that's embraced by this organization.